Moroyoim, the people that see them doing it, don't know they're doing something to be mekayim their own shita, no lafusher ma'yehuda kovit. People thought Stan they wanted to have more water there. Like Rashi says, for lo yidomi l'shtei Torahs, it doesn't look now like two different Torahs. Abal heicha d'domi l'agudas agudais, but when it looks like they're acting two different minhogim, then avada lo yosef v'shamek adereyim. Sama Gemara is going now, the reason why Beshami would not do like Besilo is not like the Gemara said before, because Besilo was derived by the cause of the Baskel, but going now, no, the Bionist of Les is going to do. You can't do two different Menhagim and Klai Yisrael. So here, that's why they would not do. So here, why did they do it? Because people don't know they're doing Al Salocha. People think Stam, they want more water to be there. Toshima, bring another proof. The Omri Ablazabar Bereb Tzadik. Rabbi Lazar says, when I used to go learn Torah by my Rabbi Yechanan, it was a hungry year, and all he ate was just dried out bread and salt. So I came home and told my father, Omali, so my father told me, go bring the Rabbi Yechanan nice fresh olives. I'll give you olives. For her lachti loy, and I brought him the olives. Rois and Sheilachim, when Rabbi Yechanan saw these olives, he saw they were wet. He saw the juice of the olives were over the olives. In other words, some of the oil ran on top of the olives. Is Omali, so Rabbi Yechanan told me, ain't on the Yechel Zaysim. I don't eat Zaysim. In other words, not he just like pushed them off. But really, he held La Locha that tummy. He held La Locha since the juice came on top of the Zaysim. So it's Machshadem Lakabal Tumma. And he was afraid maybe in Amoritz touched a kli. Therefore, he was choshed maybe was tummy. Therefore, he said, I don't want to eat the zaysim. So Reb Lezer did was bossy. He went home to Yadati Yisab. I went home and I told my father the story. Omali, so my father told me, Leich, go back to Rebbe Reb Yechonim V'yomla, tell him like this. You should know this barrel, these zaysim are tohor. Why? Chavius Nekuva Hoysa. You should know this barrel that I gave you, the olives, was... It was a hole. There was a hole in the barrel. So if you have a hole in the barrel, the swari is then that the juice that comes out of the olives, you don't want it. If you would want the juice, you wouldn't have a holy barrel. The juice would just fall out. You would have a solid barrel. Here, since the barrel had a hole in it, you're showing that you're only holding olives. You don't want the juice that comes out of it. So since you don't want that juice, it's not b'chiyutan, and the juice would not be marsh of the olives of Kabotumah. So Reb Lezer's father meant to tell Reb Yechanan is, these olives are still tor. Elo, what was the story here? You looked at the barrel, and you saw it's a whole barrel. The case was, just a smooth shmarim. There was a hole there, just the shmarim, the sediments, are clogged it up. Utanam, we learned like this. Chav yishol zaysim el golem. If you have a barrel that you're holding olives tied together, a lot of olives you have in a barrel. They shama yoyimim ein tzrichim anakif. You know, you don't have to have a hole in the barrel. No, you have to have a hole there. So according to Beshamay Svar is, if you're only collecting the olives, not the juice, anyway you don't want the juice. So the juice is not called B'chiyut and it's not Machsher. Beisil holds, no, if the barrel is Sholem, then we say you do want the juice, and you nicha with it, it'll be Machsher, the parents of Kabotumah. But if there's a hole in the barrel, then you don't want the juice there, that's not called Nichalei. But Umaydin, they both agree. Shem nikva, if there was a hole in the barrel, v'sasmu shmorim, and the sediments clogged it up, she toira. Now, v'yafa pisha talmud shamay hoya, even though he was a talmud from shamay, kol ma'isa v'yos v'elech dibra besilu. Everything he did was only according to besilu. In other words, what it meant to say is, Rabbi Yechonim was a talmud of shamay. So really, in the first place, even when he saw the barrel was sholim, was whole, still he should have eaten the olives, because according to v'shamay, it's not makabu tuma. What he meant to say is, everything I do is according to Beis Hillel. So according to Beis Hillel, if the barrel is sholem, is whole, since then it's complete, there's no hole there, so then we say, you want the juice, and the juice would be mekabel tumah. So that's why at the beginning of Yechon did not want to eat these olives, because to him it looked like the barrel was sholem, and he thought it was mekabel tumah, until he told him back, you should know there was a hole in this barrel, so that proves that I do not want the juice, I don't care if it runs out. You see it complete now. That's because the sediment clogged it up. So he answered back, and now I'll eat it. But up until now, I was nice like Beis Hillel. So it's like this. Also, if you want to tell me that the regular Talmid of Beis Shammai did the way they held, is Haine Revusa. That's what the Biechon is telling now a Chiddush, that even though I'm a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and usually the Talmidim do the way we held, the way we hold, I am not like that. I do like Beis Hillel. Eli Yamrit Lo Yosu my Revusa. But if you're going to tell me all the Talmidim of Beis Shammai does not do the way they hold, they only do according to Beis Hillel, so what's the Biechon's big Chiddush here? So Lama, it's a right that usually the Talmidim of Beis Shammai did do according to the Shita. Toshma, another case. Shol Rav Yeshua, the Yes Rav Yeshua, Tzoras Sabas Maho. What's the law about a Tzoras Sabas? Is there a mitzvah Yiv Monat? In other words, do you hold like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel? Omalahem, so he answered back, Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That's the law, it's Machlekes. So the Yes can good, but the law can give me. Who's the law like? Who should we do? That's what the Talmidim Yes Rav Yeshua. Omalahem, so he answered back, what are you forcing me to put my head in between the two big mountains? In other words, between these two big machlokes and Balei Dvorim, Beshem and Beis Hillel. Oh, Miss Yori, and I'm afraid, Shemi writes to the Golosi. Maybe they'll crack my head open. If I pass in one way, maybe the other Talmidim will get so angry with me, they'll break my head open. Avla need meid lechem lishno, I'm meid, I'll tell you like this, I'll say Edis though. Al shtei mishpachos gedele shoy bishlayim. There are two big families in Yerushalayim. Mishpachos beis tzavuyim, that's one, mibnei achmoi, u mishpachas beis kufoi, mi bein, mikoshish. These are two different big mishpachos. Meyuchazik mishpachos. Shehein bnei tzoris, that lemaisa, they are the children's of the case of tzoris erva. The mistam according to Beis Shammai, they let there be a mitzvah yibum. Umehem are from these children's kahanim gedolim. The mamish kahanim gedolim. Meshim shvagabi mizbeach. So, for the more like that was the ma'isa. So, more like that. Call for an iyamit bishleim. Also, if you want to tell me that the Talmid of Beis Shammai did the way they held his hainu the karma, that's the way he entered back in Yeshua. That misyorani, I'm afraid to say what I hold. Because if I'm going to say the law is like Beis Hillel, then all the Talmidim of Beis Shammai will jump at me. Because they're doing the way they hold. So if I'm going to tell them like Beis Hillel, they'll all jump at me. Eli Yamar, but if you want to tell me, Lo Yosu, that anyway, Talmidim of Beis Shammai did not do the way they held. Anyway, everybody only did according to Beis Hillel. If so, Amai Koma Misyarani, what was he afraid about? Let him say, look, it's like Beis Hillel. Anyway, Talmidim of Beis Shammai did not do. So Gemara says, even if you want to tell me that they did do, my misyarani, what was he afraid? Anyway, it's a kashra of Yeshua. What was Yeshua afraid about? Homer of Yeshua, Yeshua's own sheet there is, Yeshua says, ein mamzer eli michai de mises bezdin. Yeshua's sheet there in Kedushin is that a mamzer is only if the parents are over in Isser, that there's a chi of mises bezdin. By Yitzhara's Seva, by the Eshesach, there's no mises bezdin. There's only a chi of Chorus. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, even according to Beis Hillel, what Beis Shammai does, that Beis Shammai lets the Tzoras Erva have a mitzvah yibum, they're over the Yisr Erva of Eish Yisach, it's only a Chai V'Krisus. And Rabbi Yeshua's sheet there is, the kid is not a mamza from that. There's only a mamza from an Avera of a Mises Bezdin, like an Eish Yisish. So Marin says, Nina mi de mamza lehevi, true, the kid is not a mamzer, or be pogum mi yuhevi. That's what he was afraid to say. He was afraid to say Allah is like Beis Hillel, because by saying that, the people that did like Beis Shammai, their kid, true, is not a mamzer, but he's pogum, a kohen can't marry. If she's a girl, kahanim cannot marry her. And what's the raya mi kavuchayma mi amona? He has a kavuchayma from amona. Ma amona, just like when a kohen gadol marries an amona. Sheni Surin Noi Bakurl. The Yisr is only to a Kohen Gadol. Everybody else in the world is allowed to marry an Amona. An Amona is someone that her husband died. Only a Kohen Gadol can't marry her. Still, we say what? B'no Pogum, the kid becomes a Cholol. A Kohen can't marry the kid. Zu. In the case over here, where she was a Tzoras Erva, Sheni Surin Shalom Bakurl, according to everybody, not allowed to marry your brother's wife, is for sure the kid is called a Pogum. But our kopon and poshim here, the raya is again, that the Talmidim did do according to their shita. The kids said they did the way they held, and therefore Yeshua was afraid to pask in one way, he was afraid to pask like Beis Hillel, because of a pask like Beis Hillel, Talmidim Beis Shammai would go and jump with him. Now the Gemara says, Kaboyim in Eitzoris, at the beginning they asked him the question, what's the law of Eitzoris? Well, Kaposhim lay ben Eitzoris. And right away we talk about the kids. Whether the kids are mamzer, whether the kids are pogum, who's talking about the kids? The question was about the tzara itself, is it mutter to get married or not? So Gemara says, Tartika boy minei. No, they have to be sure two questions. Tzara smai. What's the law about the tzara? Is there a mitzvah yib or not? If you want to tell me the tzara is like Beisilu, that there's no mitzvah yibum, then the tzara is the Beisilu, the Beishame mao. That was a new question now. According to Beisilu, that lets the tzara get married lashuk, which according to Beishame is a chai v'lavin. By a chai v'lavin, what's the law of the kid? Is the kid a pogum lakun or not? Hey, spinetzoris de beisilu, le beishame mahu. And le mainas kemino, le mishot vlad masig rishosoi. Le beisilu. The shailer is of vlad, of a masig rishosoi, if someone is over the lav, that he gives a get to his wife, and his wife gets married to somebody else, then he marries her back again. So he's over a lav. And now he has a kid. What's the law of that kid? Is that kid mutalu kuhuna or not? Is the kid called a pogum or not? That's my shailer. So according to beisilu, that the tzoris got married to somebody else. Now, according to Beis Shammai, there's a chai v'lavin involved, because she's a yevama l'shuk, she can't get married. So what's the loch of the kid? Mi karmina, do we say, kal v'chayma, like we just had, u'ma amon l'koyin godu, she'n yisuri shavu b'koyom, madach l'koyin godu, can't marry an amona. And if he does, it's only a lav negay to him. Still, the Torah says, b'no pogum, the kid is pogum, another koyin can't marry the kid. So zu over here, by a tzoro, or by a masik rishosoi, she surah shavu bakul, this is nisa to everybody in Klai Yisrael, can't marry a yevam l'shuk, or can't marry your wife after she's married to somebody else. Ein adin she b'na pogam. For sure, the kid should also be called the pogam, that the kayin can't marry her. Or duma maybe no, ikla mitzvah gets a question like this. Mal almona, you know why an almona is so different? She yaskwa mischalelis. Because she herself, the mother, also becomes pogum. When the Kohen Gadol lives with an almona, the almona becomes pogum, and no other Kohen can marry her. So that was the Shaila. Maybe an almona is different, or maybe no, just like an almona makes a kid into a chalola, a pogum lakuna, maybe any chai v'lavin makes the kid pogum lakuna. The Yomalu, Tsaras Masyarani. Alright, we'll stop there. Thank you. Yeah, start again from last Gemara. Daf Tes Zvavim Abayis. Again, the last Shiloh was Gemara in the middle. We'll go through it fast again. Toshima, Sholu as Rabbi Yeshua. They asked the Shiloh to Rabbi Yeshua. Tzoras Abasmah. What's the locha by a tzoras of Abas? No, the tzoras erva. What's the locha? Is there mitzvahs yibum like Beishamai or is she pota like Beisilu? Is Omelhem to Rabbi Yeshua answered back? Machloikis. It's a machloikis Beishamai Beisilu. Famous machloikis. What do you want from me? So he asked him, Malacha Gedivri me? We're asking you, how do we hold? Who's that Malacha like? Is Omalahem to be sure answered back? If Neimaatem Achnisin Roshay Ben Shnei Horim Gedolim. Why do you make me put my head in between these two big mountains? In other words, Ben Shnei Machlaikis Gedolis Ben Meshem and Beisilu. Why are you putting me to be Achri in between the big Machlaikis between Meshem and Beisilu? So what he meant to say really is that Misyorani, I'm afraid, Shema Yeraitsu Gugulasi. Maybe they'll crack open my skull. If I say like not like Beis Shammai, so I'm afraid to say not like Beis Shammai. Avol ani meid lechem lishnu. I'll tell you eight is though. Al shtei mishpachos gedolah shoy Yerushalayim, mishpachos Beis Tzvoyim mivnei achmoi, or mishpachas Beis Chufoyim Beis Mekoshesh. Two big mishpachos. Shehoy bnei tzoros. That you should know the mother was a tzoros ever. There was a case that one brother died and the other brother was miyabno. There was Tzoros, not Miyadim, there was a case of Tzoros Ervis. Or Mehem, Kahanim, Gedolim, there were big Kahanim, Veshim Shragabim Mizbech. These children were Kahanim Gedolim and the Meshama Shragabim Mizbech. In other words, he meant to say is that the B'nai Tzoros are Mutalakuna. So Rashi explains what happened here was that Mishpachas Gedolos come Shenosu Lashuk Vesilu. The case here was, it was a case of a Tzoros Erva, and they were knowing like Beisilu, that they let the Tzoros Erva go free, that she got married to somebody else. So even though according to Beis Shammai it's an Aveira, according to Beis Shammai there's a mitzvah Yibam on the Tzoros, she's called the Yevam L'shuk, that's allowed not to get married, but he said Edus, that even though they did the Aver, they did the Chai V'lavin, you should know the kids are still Mutal Lakuna, and from the children came out to be Kahanim Gedolim. It's much he did say Edus that the children of its Tzoros ever is Namas Mutalakuna. That's what Rabbi Yeshua answered back. Now, Korpon of the Gemara says, Iyam rit bishleima osui, if you tell me now that Shama used to do the way they held, his haino the kama misir ani, I'm afraid to paska not like Beshama, because then the people that do like Beshama will get angry at me. Eli Yamr, but if you want to tell me, lo yosu that Beshama anyway did not do what they held, am I coming Miss Yorani? What was Rabbi Yeshua afraid to say, oh, the halacha is like Beshilul? Like you're telling me anyway Beshama did not do what they held. So there's the proof that Beshama did do the way they held. Right, so even if you want to say Beshama did the way they held, my Miss Yorani, what was Rabbi Yeshua afraid about so much? Hom Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua's shita is, ein mamzer ele michai v'mises bezdin. There's only a mamzer if the appearance were over an avera of chai v'mises bezdin. That the avera, the bia was a bia of v'mises bezdin. Vashem v'no bia, it's soros erva, she's only an erva, she's an esha sach, it's only a chai v'krisis. So even according to Beis Hillel, what Vaishamai did, if Vaishamai said you could be miyabim, the tsaras erva, the kids should still not be a mamzer. Because it's only a chai v'krisis, and this is Rabbi Yeshua's chiddush that he holds, the kid is a mamzer only from a chai v'mises bezdin, like from an eshes ish, not from eshes ach. So Gemara says he was afraid like this, nihi nami de mamzer leheve, true, even like Vaishamai, that they were miyabim. According to Beis Hillel, the kid is not a mamzer, but pogim miyuhevi. You should know that locher is the kid's a pogim. Mikal v'choim. In other words, this kid, if it's a girl, a koyin is not allowed to marry her. And how do you know? It's posel miyamona. It's a kal v'choim of an amona. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua was afraid to pass on a locher to Beis Hillel. Because if it's in a pasuk like Beis Hillel, it's going to come out, the children of Beis Shammai are going to be pogim, going to be posel lakuna. Because those children were children that an Eisha Sach, there was an Erev involved, that the brother was Miyabim, the Tzoras Erva. So a brother was over in Isser Erva of Eisha Sach, and the kid is Pogim. Why is he Pogim? Even though the kid is not a Mamzer, but a Pogim he is. How does he know it? It's a Kal V'chayma Miyamona. Umar Amona, just like Amona L'Kayin Godel. Sheni Sura Noi Bakoyol, nobody else in the world is also to marry an Amona. There's only one person in the world that's not allowed to marry an Amona, and that's the Kohen Gadol. Still, the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol lives with an Amona, the halacha is that they have a child, Benoah Pogim. The kid is called a Cholol, he's Pasul Lakuna. So Zu, in a case where a brother marries his brother's wife, Aneshes Ach, without a Mitzvah Yibum, with an Ervam, she's Sure Shava Bakil. Every brother is not allowed to marry his brother's wife, only when there's a Mitzvah Yibum. If there's no mitzvah, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. So for sure, the kid is called a pogim. So therefore, if Yeshua was afraid to say halacha ke Beis Hillel, because if he said halacha ke Beis Hillel, he was saying then that the children of Beis Shammai would be pogim. So a quote from the Gemara says, ask the question now, kaboyi minei tzoros. So he asked the shalom from Yeshua, what's the halacha of the tzor itself? Is she allowed to get married to somebody else like Beis Hillel, or are there mitzvahs even like Beis Shammai? And you know what he answered back? B'nei Tzoros, he just said over that there were two great mishpachas here, that the children were children of Tzoros, and that they married into B'nei Kuna. So he's telling over Alocha that the B'nei Tzoros, the children's, are Mutla Kuna. Of course, that wasn't the question. The question was, what's the Alocha of the mother herself, the Tzor itself? So Gemara says, Tati Kevoy M'nei. No, they asked two questions from the Yeshua. Tzoros Mai. First he asked Alocha, what's the Alocha of the Tzor itself? Is there a mitzvah yibum like Beis Shammai, or is she potter like Beis Hillel? The imtim slay mitzvahs ke Beis Hillel, if you want to tell me the lach was like Beis Hillel, that the tzara itself, there's no mitzvah yibum, a tzara's erva, is potter from yibum, she has the right to get married, lashuk. So b'nei tzara's, the Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai mahu. So if you hold like Beis Hillel, that this lady is allowed to get married to somebody else in the shuk. Now according to Beis Shammai, she's over a lav, it's chai v'lavin. According to Beis Shammai, there's a mitzvah yibum here, and the brother's supposed to be miyabma. There's a law not to get married l'shuk. So they asked the question, according to Beis Shammai, that the tzoros got married to somebody else, what's the luck of the kid? Is the kid pogim or not? That was the question. Gemara said, l'may nafki, you mean, like, what's the difference? Like, anyway, we hold like Beis Hillel, that the kid's a mutter, because the mother was letting get married to somebody else. So what's the difference? What's the luck is now? We don't hold like Beis Shammai, we hold like Beis Hillel. So Gemara said, "Is a nafkamino lemivshet vlad machzik rishosoi." In other words, it's a general klal. When there's a chai v'lavin involved, when the parents were over in avera v'lav, and they have a child, is that child mutlakuna? A regular Yisrael, they gave his wife a gift and she got married to somebody else, and then he got a gift. She got a gift a second time. And then the first husband marries her back. So he's over a lav of the master Yerushalayim. So it's chayv elavin. So it's a close of the question, are the kids now called the cholol on a posel lakun or not? According to Beisilul. What's the question? Me, Karmina, do I say, kal v'choyim, like we just said before, Uma amon l'koyin godol, shen yisur shava bakil, v'not pogum, just like when an amon gets married to a koyin godol. It's only also for these two, nobody else. The kid becomes a pogum. So zu she yisur shava bakil. Over here, the slav of be masig rishosoy, or any chai v'lavin, or now a yivam l'shuk, that everybody has the aveira of a yivam l'shuk. Is the churein a din shabna pogrom? Shouldn't it be for sure that the kid should be pogrom? Should be poslakuna? That's one side. Oy dilma, maybe not. Ikal mifrach, we could say ma lal mono shiatzma mischalelus. I tell you, amon l'kohen gadol is different. The halacha by amona, when a kohen gadol lives with an amona, she herself also becomes a chalola. She becomes poslakuna. What does that mean? That let's say the kohen gadol dies now, no other kohen is allowed to marry her. She doesn't only remain a regular almona, she's called a chalala. So maybe only by an almona that she herself becomes a chalala, then do we say the kid also becomes a chalul. But maybe by regular chayv elavin, that nothing happens to the wife, since the wife does not become a chalala, therefore maybe the kid is also kosher. And on this, v'yomrulhu, and on this Rabbi Shur answered back, tsoris misyorini. To say what the loch about a tzor itself is there, mitzvah yivma, not like Beis Shammai, or like Beis Hillel, that she's potter, I'm afraid to talk about her.